By the time I was 24 and realized what had happened, the WPATH files had come out, and I realized that the doctors who write the guidelines didn't know what they were doing. And everything that had happened to me was wrong and had nothing to do with evidence-based medicine. I was experimented on. I was not told they were experimental. I was told it was medicine and that it would help. And it did none of that. It gave me complications that the doctors ignored or would treat as separate illnesses. It made my already pre-existing mental health worse. And my physical health continued to deteriorate because I had a collapsed lung and a large intestine up in my chest that was still ignored by the same medical system fast-tracking me for a disorder I did not have. And so when I found out everything that was wrong, I started making appeals. I made claims to the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario. They decided to reject my claim, and they chose not to take any further action because, according to their investigation, the doctors had done nothing wrong. So I appealed that decision with the health committee, and we are still awaiting their decision on that. But those are how I'm getting the answers from the doctors of why they treated me the way they did, because they wouldn't tell me to my face whenever I asked.